but it's a general, one general family.
You might even have to poke at six out down there.
Oh yeah, yeah. You hit them with two bricks. You don't try to kill them all. You have to kill the worm after it develops.
And improvements been made in insecticides and things like that, in other words, are you winning the battle or are you losing it or are you?
No, we are half a breath away from being taken over by insects, which is something that most people don't realize. They think you can take off one part and use another one and nothing's been hurt, and that's just not true. There's so many of them, and they reproduce so rapidly that it's all we can do to try to stay even with them, and we are not winning. There are some new ideas coming along, and there's some hope that a certain type of insect might be eradicated, but that's not going to get them all. And something else will develop and just come out of the woodwork that we don't know anything about and will really become dominant.
Don't they use things that inhibit the development, the stage development of the insect?
Oh, the eggs.
Or is it just poison they use in cotton? Is cotton better for poison?
Well, you can, there's all types of controls. You have you can use a natural predators of the worm, and this helps up to a point, but it will not work completely. In other words, this does break down at a point. Then you have to start using insecticide, and when you use insecticide, you kill the natural beneficial insects, you call them.
Yeah.
And then you have to go completely with the poison. But the person who thinks that at this stage in the game, you can go with beneficials completely, is whistling in the dark, because it won't happen. It will in an isolated case, but you can't depend on it.
Yeah. Okay, the sort of insects you saw around town when you were a kid?
Lightning bugs.
Okay. And the ones that they see around a pond, they think there was a snake nearby?
Oh, the witch doctor. You talking about the dragonfly?
You calling it a what doctor?
Witch doctor. Seems like I did. Where did I get that? That might have come out.
Snake doctor?
Snake doctor, yeah. Well, I don't say I was dragging something up from the past. I'd forgotten all about it.
The sort of stinging insects you know about?
Wasps, bees, hornets.
Well, any different kind of wasps? What about the ones?
Wasps?
Nests out of wasps. Make a nest on the side of your house?
Well, that is there's a red wasp. There's also a dirt dauber, which looks like a wasp, but he doesn't sting. Well, they don't sting. You've got a hornet, but he nests probably in a tree, in a ball-looking thing. He makes he makes his own nest.
Big old paper.
Yeah, yeah.
The insects that you see hopping around the grass?
Well, you've got grasshoppers and to a degree crickets, but crickets really don't hop, I don't guess. They may jump. But a grasshopper does more of that.
What gets you in the woods when you hunt here? Burrs into your skin, and raises big
webs? Well, you've got ticks and you've got chiggers. And they're not always in the woods. We've got ticks all over this country. I've got ticks in my house.
Do you ever remember any old, would they ever take part of the tree and use to as a remedy for
bark?
Yeah, or the bark or something.
There was sassafras. They used sassafras
roots
and mostly roots, I think, more than bark. But there were some others that they used.
Now you always went to the doctor.